Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Mombela 28, Pretoria and Tallinn 30, Rustenburg 34 degrees.
Delays in Edenvale, R24 West, queuing traffic towards the N12 merge just because of the crash on the N12 East at the Edenvale exit. Also Bedford View, N12 West, slow moving traffic towards the N3 South at Galoolies.
While some community members have welcomed the arrival of the mine rescue team at a disused Stilfontein mine in the northwest, others have questioned the interim plans for the mine is still underground. At this stage, there's no official figure. Community members, however, estimate more than 4,000 suspected illegal miners have failed to resurface since police intensified operations at the Buffelsfontein mine. Earlier this week, police began sending down essentials such as food and water, but community leader Tembile Botman says they are now worried how the men would access the goods.
They are going to take about 5 to 6 days for cleaning and assessment and then build that cage. Depending on the number, it's still going to take days to save them because the cage is going to only allow 8 people and in the circle of 45 minutes.
2.1 million people have still not yet updated their prepaid electricity meters as requested by Eskom. This was revealed by Electricity and Energy Minister Hosea Ntsorama-Hopa. He today provided an update on the finalization of the integrated resource plan.
The great majority of the 2.1 million people have not bought electricity in the past 8 months. Go to their houses, the meter is there, the lights are on. Ask yourself, how is that possible? The only possible response is that they've bypassed. And I know of municipalities, they've been fighting this battle. Fighting this battle, there's been just a vast proliferation of these zero buyers, ghost vendors, whatever you choose to call them, but essentially people who are bypassing the system. So there has to be an intensification of that effort.
In other big news today, the Home Affairs Department has dismissed 18 officials effective immediately for a wide range of offences, including fraud and corruption. A further 4 officials were issued with final written warnings. The dismissals and disciplinary action follow the conclusion of all mandated human resources and appeals processes done by the department. A 34-year-old woman has been fatally shot outside a gym in Nelspruit. The incident occurred earlier today. The victim, a doctor at a public hospital, was found dead outside her car and declared dead on the scene. The motive for that shooting is still unknown. President Cyril Ramaphosa has expressed concern over reported intensifying conflict between Russia and Ukraine. This follows reports that Ukraine targeted a military facility near Russia's border using U.S. supplied long-range missiles. Ramaphosa emphasized the need for de-escalation.
The increased threat of utilizing long-range missiles and so forth. So it just means that this conflict is escalating to a very dangerous level, and it therefore requires cool heads, because we've been calling for a settlement of that conflict through negotiations.
And the funeral of former One Direction singer Liam Payne, who died last month after falling from his hotel room, will be held later today. Payne was found dead after falling from the balcony of his third floor hotel room at the Casasur Hotel in Buenos Aires in Argentina. His death prompted a global outpouring of grief from family, former bandmates, fans and others, with thousands gathering in cities around the world to offer their condolences. I'm Chanel Septima. I'll be back at 2 with more news on Afrikaans.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
Traffic dies while we are racing home. Melted lights cover the open road. I'll be making, cause I've been chasing another.